Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, new plans for the redevelopment of Galway Harbour have been described as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to transform the economic, social and cultural fabric of Galway City and the west of Ireland. John Cook has been to the historic docklands of the City of Tribes to find out more about the Galway Harbour project and tell us all about it, John.
Yes, Sarah, this ambitious vision, as it was described today, represents a once-in-a-generation opportunity to develop a new and sustainable urban quarter, expanding Galway City to the sea with new commercial, recreational and cultural facilities, as well as residential housing for up to 2,000 people by the water's edge. The plans centre on Galway's inner dock area and would see construction of high-rise buildings on lands currently used for storage and car parking. Over a 7-acre site involved here. It runs westwards from the railway bridge on Lochatalia Road to Dock Street behind the Long Walk. Well, I walked around some of the area today with the chief executive of the Galway Harbour Company, Conor O'Dowd.
We're opening up an area currently used for commercial shipping for leisure activity. So if you can imagine, you'd have small boating and kids kayaking in the inner dock basin. And fringing that will be significant public realm. So for people can walk along the piers, get a bite to eat and drink while looking out at maybe leisure activities taking place in the inner dock. So it's a significant site, 17 acres, will be built out in phases. The first phase, which is we've got a strip of land, a reasonably significant part of the site, which we've allocated for residential provision, and that could be moved on reasonably quickly, and we look forward to engaging with Galway City Council, the likes of the Land Development Agency and other state agencies to enable that housing.
When do you see this radically changed Galway Harbour area becoming a reality?
Well, in terms of the residential element, that part of the plan we think can be delivered on reasonably quickly. You'll appreciate that the port has to relocate to enable the entire vision to be realised, and the expectation there is that you will see building around the inner dock area, so to speak, towards the end of the decade, with completion early in the 2030s. That's the kind of current timeline we're working towards. We're not property developers. We're a port company, and we see ourselves as very much a facilitator of the development in a sympathetic way in line with government policy. So we work together with our stakeholder group to see how the vision can be realised. But what I would say to you is that what we have seen in Cork and Waterford recently is significant funding being made available under the Urban Regeneration Fund for similar type projects, which give life to formerly dockland areas. So I think this idea of bringing the docklands to life, reconnecting the people of their city to the sea, as it were, and enabling people to enjoy the wonderful waterfront vista which we have here and that you're enjoying today, I think, you know, that's settled government policy, and it's a question for us of working together with relevant state agencies and pulling together a funding package to enable this exciting vision to become a reality over the coming years.
And that's Conor O'Dowd, Chief Executive of the Galway Harbour Company there. And John, he says that their vision depends on extending or moving the port itself. So what's the situation there?
Yeah, it sounds like a big operation, all right, Sarah. And plans for the extension and relocation of the port involving reclamation of 27 hectares of land were first lodged in 2014, but referred to the European Commission over its potential impact on natural wildlife habitats. But Galway Harbour Company are hopeful of an outcome later this year. As I found out walking and enjoying the sea views with Harbour Master Captain Brian Sheridan, and he pointed out, well, how busy the port is. We saw a Danish cargo vessel coming into port, as well as the wonderful sight of Nemo, the harbour's resident dolphin, jumping in the water between us and the ship. But Captain Sheridan explained that for the new harbour vision to succeed, the ships need to go elsewhere.
The harbour has outgrown itself. We are surrounded on three flanks with hotels, residents and bars and what have you, and it's time to move. You know, the noisy, dusty cargoes that not everybody enjoys, which is important for business and for the economy and for employment, it needs to be relocated. Our customers require larger ships, deeper water. And it's when they developed the harbour under the 1840 Act, the Galway Harbour Act, they did a fantastic job because they built a facility which sustained the town for 180 years. So We just happen to be the custodians holding the keys at this time to do the same again for the next 100 years. And relocating the port frees up the inner harbour for Galwegians to enjoy and to re-engage with the ocean. And I think we saw that during the ocean race, three sea fests back to back, where the town have, fallen in love with the harbour. The words of calling it the docks are gone, and the softening of calling it the harbour that people say is clearly evident. And the sea fests and the ocean race showcased the harbour in a fantastic way, and people got it. They understood where we were trying to go with things. And today is an exciting time.
Well, the vision involves relocating the port and keeping it a very active port into the future, so long as it complies with planning regulations and the EU Habitats Directive.
Yeah, the planning was lodged in 2014. We had the oral hearing in 2015. And we've respected the process, of course. We had some good news recently from On Board Planola that they were of a mind to consent under this Article 6.4 of the Habitats Directive. It's called IROPI, Imperative Reasons for Overriding Public Interest. And it now rests with the Minister O'Brien. We would be hopeful at the end of 2021 that we would get an indication of the outcome of the planning process.
So that's Captain Brian Sheridan. What happens next, John?
There's a public consultation process for the next 6 weeks, Sarah. It's galway-harbour.com for members of the public to log on and have their say. So far, there have been briefings, virtual briefings for the City Council in Galway and for Oireachtas members today. The Mayor of Galway, Mike Cubbard, saying this plan would provide breathing space for Galway and help it to develop for job creation and sustainable living. While Galway TD Hildegard Nocton, who's also the Minister of State at the Departments of Transport and Justice, said that in the medium to long term, this is an exciting plan to reshape Galway City and address current difficulties there.
This is a really good opportunity to provide social and affordable housing for families right in the heart of Galway City. And also there's huge potential there for art space, for workspaces within the city centre. And I think for too long, the city has turned its back on the sea. So this development will allow the city to face the sea now. Secondly, it's a really good opportunity for Galway Harbour Company to enable them to compete with other ports around the country to attract business, tourism. For example, there's huge opportunities there in relation to offshore renewable energy.
And that was Galway TD Hildegard Nocton, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, ending that report.